In Daf Ein Aleph, Amid Aleph, towards the bottom, the Gemara says, Ki Eirich Yomim Eshnois Chayim V'Sholim Yesifaloch. V'Chiyesh Shonim Shal Chayim V'Yesh Shonim She'enam Shal Chayim Shnois Chayim Yesifaloch. So what is that Shnois Chayim? Hashtetzich, if the Moisif years, Alkochach at Shnois Chayim. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Eilu Shnoisov Shel Odom Hamishap Hapchis Olov Miro L'Toivo. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Shemishapchis Olov Mishahoya Oni Biyaldusoi Benase Osher Le'ezik Nusoi Doimoloi Kilo Achshov Nase Chai. So it is just like now he became a Chai Oni Choshev Kemeis Bitoich Misa. So, Mamela, the Shnois Chayim, that means that through a life, a difficult life that was Choshev Kemise, now there's an Indian of Shnois Chayim Yesifuloch. The Marsha brings down that, the Pusik, it says as follows. Marsha, the Yin Yaakov, right before this it says, Bni Teirosi, Al Tishkach, Umitzvoisa Yitzel Libecho, Ki Eirich Yomim Ushnois Chayim V'Sholem Yisifaloch. So Vaistois, this is B'Schus HaToyre. Kolom Kaim Es HaToyre Mei Oini Soifer L'Kaim Mei Oisha. So that is what the Pasuk is Maftiach. The Emek Dover in Parshas Chayisore says, our Gemara seems to say that the Gedder of Chayim is, a life of simcha without atzvis. So with this he says, pshat, in the posik in Omfang Chayesore, Vayu Chayesore, Meyo Shona, Ve'esrim Shona, Ve'sheva Shonim, Shnei Chayesore. So the Shnei Chayesore is Meyuter. It says, Ve'elu, Vayu Chayesore. So the posik wants to tell us, Shesoro, Shehoiso Chazoke Be'emune. She was so strong her whole life in the Mune, Loinis Atzbo, Bechol Yemei Chayeho. Vishonim Shelo Kulom Hoyo, Bechaye Besimche. So the beginning of the Pasuk is telling us the amount of years she lived. Vayil Chaye Sora. Mei Yeshonim Veslim Shonim Veshev Veshonim. And these 127 years were Shnei Chaye Sora. This was a life of Chayim, of Simche, a P.R. Gemara that Shnois Chayim means Yomim of Simcha. The Gemara says further, let us see Rashi, Shemishapchis Olov, that's what Rashi says. Yeah, let's go further. Aleichem Ishim Ekro, Omar Abrechye Eilu Talmidei Chachomim Shedoimim Lenoshim Ba'oisin Gevurei Ka'anoshim. The word, the terminology Ishim is very unclear. The plural of Ish is Anoshim. It seems Ishim is a Loshon of Isha. So the Gemara says, Aleichem Ishim Ekro, what does he Rashi? Beroish Parshas Ushnois Chayim Hu Lahochi Noket Lo. Why do we speak about this Pasuk? Because this is the beginning of Parshas Ushnois Chayim. Now, there's a problem on this Rashi. Let us see on the side. Aroye yire shapsukim rechoikim zemize. Ki parshis ushnois chayim ksiv bemishle gimul posig beis. U parshis aleichem ishim ekro ksiv that shom and mishle ches posig dalit. So lechoire Rashi is giving a reason why he brings the posig aleichem ishim. Aleichem ishim is a few kapitlach further down. So how does it come to our sugya? The Siach Yitzhak is metzadet to say that could be Rashi had a different girsa in the Gemara. And the posik, the previous posik is not ki oirech yomim ushnois chayim v'sholim yisifuloch. No, there's a posik in Mishlei Ches, ki vi yirbu yomecho v'yosifulocho shnois chayim. So the yisifu lecho shnois chayim, what's the yisifu lecho shnois chayim? Eilu shonim shemisabris meiro l'toiva. So he said that Mesama was the Pasuk Rashi had. So this Pasuk is talking before that. But if that is true, he says you have to be Meichik the vav from Ushnois Chaim. The Rishash is the same thing. That is, Ushnois Chaim is in Mishlei Gimel. The Pasuk in Mishlei Ches is Shnois Chaim, not Ushnois Chaim. Now, Akaponim, let us get back to the Pasuk. Aleichem Ishim Ekra, these are Tamid HaChachomim Shedoimim Lenoshim. So Rashi says, An Vesonim B'Teshushe Koyach. You have Tamid HaChachomim who are Anovim, they're very able, they're weak. And Va'oisin Gvure Ka'anoshim. But they show a gewaldike gvure kanoshim, and the Maharsha explains that gvure is that the koipshin as yitzchom. There's a tremendous mulchome, and that is gvures anoshim. Lakuti Basa Lakuti wants to say a very interesting rayin, aleichem ishim ekra elu tamide chachomim shedoimim lenoshim v'oisin gvuro ka'anoshim. That Be'emesin, an Isha is a symbol of a Mekabel. And the Isha is a symbol of a Noisen, of a Mashpia. So he says, by Talmidei Chachomim, so it seems Shedoimim Lenoshim. It seems that they're Mekabel, people support them, they're Machzik them. So Memele, so Shedoimim Lenoshim. But Ve'oisin Gvure Ka'anoshim, but really it's the other way around. That those that they are mashpia, they are not mekablim. They were isin gvure kaanoshim, because the emison, those who are marzik them are really receiving from them, not giving them. Ba'omar Rav Brechye horoitze Lenasech yain al gabi amizbeach yemale groinam shal tamidei chachomim yain. Shenemar aleichem ishim ekra. So here ishim is a loshin of isherech nechoyach l'ashem. These tamidei chachomim are bechina of ishim. Ishim, what is hirashi loshin ishim edleksiv anoshim, that's in the memory before. Lenasech yain ishim loshin kolben ishim. To understand this Gemara that a person wants to be Menasech Yayin, he should Yemale Groinam Shal Tamidei Chachomim Yayim. The Mesilas Yeshorim in Perik Chavov explains this Gemara as follows. He says this Gemara is speaking about a person who came to become a Kodesh. That is the highest madrege. Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, he says the madreges from Zrizes, Teirem Evudei Zrizes, till Kedusha. So he says a person who is a b'china of a kodesh, who atzmoi nechshav kemishkon, kemigdosh uchemizbeach. Bipnei shahashchine shoyre aleihem and these kedoshim, Kimoi shehoise shoyre b'migdash mamish. There's no difference. Hine hanikrav lahem, so whatever is given to them, kinikrav al gabi hamizbeach, umilui groinam taches milui hasapolim. That's the lotion of the Mesilas Yeshorim. There's no difference. The maila of the migdash was that it was ashkos hashchine, and just like the zabchine of tzaddikim kedoshim, they are makovel for the rabbeinu shloilam. They are the mikdash and the mizbeach of. There's no difference between them and the mikdash and the mizbeach. Va'omar Rav Brechye emroya odom sheteire peisekes mizaroi yisa bas talmid chochem shenemar im yaskin ba'oret shorshoi. If one is an Elon and the Shairish of the Elon is getting old, getting withered, Ube'ofa Yomus Gizoi, the same thing, that the Geza, the Shairish, is Yomus, is what can make a Trias Hameisim on this, Meireyach Mayim Yafriach Va'osa Kotzir Kamainota. So the Eireyach Mayim could make it start blooming again, blossoming again, Va'osa Kotzir, and now Anofim will come out, Kamainoto, like a new Netiyah. Mereach mayim b'nei teure. It seems a bas talmud chocham, even though the mitzvah of limada teure, she doesn't have, hay kol tzomei l'chula mayim, but the reach mayim, she was koilet from by being a bas talmud chocham. So memele, so mereach mayim yafriach, this could bring in a new chiyas in this ilon, and v'osa kotzer kamay nota. The Yom Tov Hoya Oisel Ayhavov Tona Rabbonon, the Kohen Gadol, after he left the Kodesh Kadoshim B'Sholem, he made a Yom Tov. Maise B'Kohen Gadol Echad Sheyotza MiBeis HaMikdosh Ava Ozli Kula Ome Basrei. He left the Beis HaMikdosh and the Oilom was following him, being Malave him, Ein Kleinekait, he was Zeich HaLichnes Lofnai V'Lefnim, Yotza B'Sholem, Kivin de chaz yunu lishmaye vavtalye. And then they were following him and they saw shmaye vavtalye in the gdoyle yadur. Shavku lididei. Vozli boso shmaye vavtalye. So they went to be malave shmaye vavtalye. And mistome, that's the right thing to do. Chazal tell us yekorehi mipnimin as that teire is more choshev mikoyen gadol shenichnes lufnai velefnim. Mamza Talmud Chochem is greater than the Kohen Gadol Shenichnes Lefnai V'Lefnim. No, they saw Shmaya Vavtalye, Kvoida Teire, so they left him. Vozli Bosa Shmaya Vavtalye. Now, this Kohen Gadol who had before Psakvoid Malachim, all of a sudden, the Psazayit slipped away from him. He got very insulted. Also, now they were walking, and then Shmaya Vavtalyan decided they're going to their house. So they went over to the Kohen Gadol to the Gezegen Zich with the Kohen Gadol. Also, Shmaya Vavtalyan lifturim in the Kohen Gadol. Om Alohu, so he as a young givinshin Yesun b'nei amimin lishlom. The b'nei amimin, they were geirim, they come from goyim, go lishlom. Omrulei, so this was a pagam in Kveda Teirem. B'nei Amimin, there was a pagay of them that they were B'nei Amimin. So they told him, Omrulei, Yesin B'nei Amimin l'shlom da'ovdin uvde da'aren, v'lo yesi ba'aren l'shlom da'loi ovid uvde da'aren. Let us see what Rashi says. Yeson b'nei. Oh, so Rashi says, "L'soif osu shmai v'aftai lefture minei little rishus mimenu v'lifreish letzad beisam." To go towards their house. Yeson ne'amemin l'shlon loshen gnayu l'fisha bo mibnei bonov shel sancherem kenemrinim v'meseches gitten. The ovdei uvde the arein roitfei shalom. They were roitfei shalom. The ovde uvde the arein shayni sonu einoas dvorim. That is not uvde the arein to be mitzayr someone. But marmar al toine isha samisoi bainos dvorim akosu medaba. Oye ben geirem lo yeme lo yizuchel maisei aveisecho. Sagt der Mishne weiter, Kohen Gadol mishamish b'shmoyne kelim, Kohen Gadol is mishamish with eight begodim, v'ahedyit ba'arbo. Now he explains the four big day Kohen Hedyit, b'ksaynis v'mechnasayim, it's nefes v'avnei. Bois of all of Kohen Gadol, choshen v'eifoid, u'me'il v'tzitz. Be'elu, now when the Kohen Gadol was wearing all these eight begodim, nish'olim b'urim v'tumim. In order to be shoyl from the urim v'tumim, he had to be wearing these eight begodim. Be'ein nish'olim, elo lemelech, ole bezdin, ole misha atzibur tzorich loy. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, b'ksaynis u'michnosayim ahed yitkoi. Be'elu nish'olim kohen ha'nishal b'urim v'tumim tzorch lilboish sh'mayne begodim. He has to wear sh'mayne begodim. Zogt the Gemara. Tanu rabbonon dvorim shenemar bohem sheish. In the big day kune, when it says sheish, chuton kofel shisho. So it means that each thread is six, you have six threads, twisted together. Chutan Kof or Shisha. If it doesn't say Sheish, if it says Moshe Zor, Shmoina, so the Chut of a Beged, which says only Moshe Zor, we'll see later in the Sugya, this is the Chut of the Me'il, so it was Kof or Shmoina. Me'il, Moshe, I mean from the Ramayim. This is from the Ramayim of the Me'il. There it says Moshe Zor, so there the Chut was Kof or Shmoina. Me'il, the Me'il alone, the Chut was Kofel Shneim also. There was 12 Chutim twisted together. Paroiches, the Chut of the Paroiches, there were 4 Minim there. Treiles, Agomon, Shalashoni, Vishesh. So these 4 Minim were all twisted together. Each Min was 6. So twisted together, 6 times 4 is Esrim V'Arbo. So there were 24. The Chut, which Lamaise made the Paroiches, was a Chut of 24 Chutim. Choshen V'Eifoid Esrim U'Shmoina. The Choshen V'Eifoid, we also had the 4 Minim, which equal 24. 6 times 4 is 24. And then in each Min, there was 1 Chut of Zohav. So we had 28. So the Chut was Esrim Ushmoina. That is the Baraisa. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Baraisa and the Mekeiris of the Baraisa. Chuton Kofol Shisha. How do we know whenever it says Sheish that it means that the Chut should be Kofol Sheish? Minola. So the Gemara says, the Omakro Vayasu Es HaKosnoi Sheish. Ve'es ha-mitznefes sheish, ve'es parei ha-migboi sheish, ve'es michnesei ha-bod sheish, moshezo. Now, the problem is that if the, we're speaking about different big dekoune, they all were made out of sheish. Now, it would have been convenient to write as follows, ve'yaso es ha-kosnois, ve'es ha-mitznefes, ve'es parei ha-migbois, ve'es michnesei ha-bod, Vesmichne, Vesamichnesayim, Sheish, Moshezo, finished. It wasn't necessary to mention so many times the word Sheish, and Bod also means Sheish. So Memele, so we have over here 5 times mentioned Sheish. Kosnoi Sheish 1, Mitznefesh Sheish 2, Pari Migboi Sheish 3, Michnesay Bod Sheish is 4, and Sheish is 5. Chamishi Kroi Ksivi. So 5 times it says Sheish. So why do you need 5 times Sheish? Chav Legufe. 1 time it says Sheish is Legufe to tell us that it has to be made out of linen. The kissen in the heaven. Vechad, a 2nd time it says Sheish, Yechuton Kofu Shisha. So then we have a 2nd Mashmoish in Sheish. 6, that it should be Chuton Kofu Shisha. Vechad, the third time it says sheish, she used shizurim, that the 6 should be twisted together. Vechad, lishar begodim shleinem abem sheish. Now, that it's coming to tell us that shar begodim, we'll see really the shar begodim is really speaking about the me'il. There it doesn't mention sheish at all. So it's, this sheish is coming to tell us wherever it says a chut, and we don't know the how thick it has to be, so it's sheish. Shab godim shleinemba bem sheish, we don't know how much kofel it should be, so this is going on shab godim. Vechad la'akev, in one is to be ma'akev, that all these tanoim has to be sheish, it has to be shozo, it's ma'akev. Let us see Rashi. Dvarim shenema behem sheish kula meforish lekamon. Chutan kofur shisha, shisha kol min umin sheboy. That means each min is sheish, is kofur shisha. Moshezo, if it says moshezo beloy sheish, so then it means it's kofel shmoina. Ve'ein zois, the only place it says moshezo without the word sheish, ve'ein zois elo rimoinim. The rimoinim, which are on the me'il, there it says moshezo. There it doesn't say sheish. Shmoina kol chut shel kol min shaboy kofel shmoina. Papi chesh bin ze, now that we know we have the guidelines that we have the guidelines that the Brais is telling us, is me'il shakula min echot chutoy kofel yud beis. Now here we really don't have enough guidelines. We'll have to wait till Dafayim Beis Amid Aleph, how we figure out the cheshbin that it's yud beis. It's really, the cheshbin is because it doesn't say sheish over there, nor the sheish we have over here where it doesn't say sheish. So we had one sheish in this parsha, which is Megalim. The makim shlei nema sheish, it should be sheish, and it says klil techeres, klil is a loshen gdil. Double, so the tchelis is doubled, so instead of being kafel shishas kafel yud beis. Paroiches chutay kafel chav dalet shekol minim shabo kfulim yachad. All the minim, the dalet minim, which each is kafel sheish, is kafel yachad bekulam aforish lo lekamo. So now the Gemara is going to explain. Now the Gemara is going to explain the drashim. Chamisha kroi ksivi gabi hadodi vavisagalei bechad. It should have said once sheish v'nichtevei lepsoif. And I'll know that all these big de kohune are sheish. Hori gesinen v'ayasu es hakosnei sheish v'smitz nefesh sheish v'spar mikboi sheish v'smichtesei abot sheish moshezo ubot hu sheish. So we have bot and now we have sheish. Arei Hamisha, so we have already five times the Torah mentioned that the begodim, these begodim should be sheish. Vahida avneit, the pasuk afterwards says by the avneit also sheish. He says soich lemichtov, that avneit is not extra. Al kolchacha the ikemini achini bahadei. There, it's not only sheish; it's his other minim in the avneit. There were shatnas there, so memele. So they're here to say sheish because it's not. Because they are chased with other minim of tzema. So the Gemara says, so the first time it says sheish, it's telus, it's pishtim. The second time it says sheish, she yu kofu shisha. Third time it says sheish, she zurim yachat kulam shisha, that all six should be twisted together. One time it says sheish, l'shal begodim shleinem abem sheish, she yehei avhein chuton kofu shisha, Ulekamin meforish meininu, which is the beget kune, which doesn't say sheish, and we learn out from the sheish in this parsha that the chutim over there have to be sheish. Zok the Gemara weiter. My mashme dahai sheish kisna. Now, how do you know? The first one is legufe to tell me that that's linen. How do you know that sheish means linen? So we have Yamachloikis. Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina da Omakro bat. It says bat bod. Dovo ha'oila min hakarke bod bod. Something that comes up from the karke singly. Let us see Rashi. Dovo ha'oila min hakarke bod bod. Apishton v'hakanbus ein lahem badim v'anofim. The stalk that comes out, it doesn't branch out into branches, ke'etzim, like trees, ela olim, it just has leaves. That means you have a stalk with leaves growing on the stalk. Ve'na pishton bo elo min hakone ha'emtsoi, and the pishton is derived from the fibers in the stalk. So memela, so that's called bat, it is single. The plant is a single. The plant from which the linen is derived is a single stalk. So memela, that's a taich bot. So we know that it means linen. Frag the Gemara, ve'ema amro, how do you know that's true? The stalk from which we derive linen is a single stalk. The fibers or the hairs of wool are also single. Each hair of a lamb, of a sheep, is also single. So maybe we don't know the taichvel. The bod only means single. So maybe the ema amro, amro is also, each hair is a single hair. So maybe bod means wool. So the Gemara says, there's no such thing as a single hair. Amro ifzuli mifzala. You'll take a hair of wool from a sheep and it splits. So it's not single. The hair splits. So memele, so it's not a double bud. The stalk is one stalk. The hair is split. Frag the Gemara. Amra Ifzula Mifzula. In fact, the Gemara Kisna Name Ifzula Mifzula. So the Gemara says, you know, the fibers split also. The fibers that you are taken out from the stalk also split. So the Gemara says, Kisna Agavli Kusei Mifzula. They split. You know why they split? Because when you bang it together, when you're banging it, then you split them. But Mitzad Atzman, they won't split. So the male, so that's called a dovo bot. No, when you're in the process of making linen, you have to go and you bang the stalks of the male, so then the fibers split. But, so that's called a dovo bot that you split. But here, mitzat atzmoi, the hairs, or the of wool that, from the sheep, they split by themselves. Let us see Rashi. Mefatzel yesh boy nima mischalekes l'shtayim, that the hair alone splits into baltetame shapish b'seyer zoken atachtin motzikei. By person also the hairs can split. Kisna nami mitzul kishe koisishin oisoy nechlek l'kame pitzulim. So the Gemara says this, agav likusei shemakishin olav. There you bang on it, so that splits the fibers. Masha'inken over here, that's the derech gidul that they split. Let us see Taisvis, the top Taisvis. Ve'ema amro. So the Gemara had bad, and bad means a single object. So the Gemara had two tzadim, either it's linen or it's wool. Both have this qualification of being bought, of being single. Midalai porich ve'ema canvas. So Taisus had a kasha. There's a mean of canvas, and Rashi also threw this in. Rashi said that Hapishtin va canvas ein lam badim vadofim kaitzim. Rashi really mentioned the problem. Canvas also grows bad. So maybe it's canvas. Shigam hu oila bad bebat. Ho yamidagdek Rabbeinu Ephraim Zatzal. So the Rabbeinu Ephraim made a shreklich achumre. De ma she'onu koirim canvas hu pishto. What we call canvas, which has these characteristics of bad, that it's oila bad. So that is a din of pishtin. It's in the pishtin family. But also lit for a boy big day tremors. He made a mapecha, Rabbeinu Ephraim, from this kasha. People, we see in the other Rishonim, people used to use canvas as to sew big day tremor. And Rabbeinu Ephraim came out with a chumre, that since it has the characteristics of bod, in our Gemara's, just says that the proves that it has to be pishtam, so vaystachoyt, that everything that has this characteristic is from the pishtam family. But Rabbeinu Chaim Koyin Zatzal Doiche. He said it's no right. Doho de loy porich ve'ema canvas. Agavuche, the Rishonim speak out a little clearer that in the Mishnayis and Mesechtes Kloyim, the Zicher mentions canvas which is not Pishton. It says canvas is mutter with tzemer. The Zicher writes that canvas is not Pishton. So the Rishonim explained that Rabbeinu Ephraim said that's something else. And then there it says in Kloyim that it grows once in 3 years. That's not our canvas. Our canvas grows once in a year. But that canvas is, he didn't know. But our canvas grows once in a year. Our canvas is bud. So what we call canvas is pishtan. That was what Rabbeinu Ephraim said. And he made this shreklech chumre, that one is not permitted to sow big day tzema with canvas. Rabbeinu Chaim koin zatzal doiche. Tahodaloi porich ve'ein ve'kambus, mishum de begodim ksiv. It says, ve'elu habgodim ashayasu. That the big day kohune are called begodim. וכל בגודים סתם שבתויר צמר ופישטם. We'll see later, there's a memory of Tonet ורבי שמואל. Tonet ורבי שמואל said, wherever it says begged in the Torah, it means צמר ופישטם. Because by Negoim it says begged צמר ופישטם. So there we mentioned begged, so it mentioned what is called a begged, צמר ופישטם. So wherever it says begged, it means only these two materials. So the Rabbi Nachaim Cohen said, so the Gemara Zichen knew that by the big day kuna he had to be either one of the two, other Amre or the Pishtan. It can't be canvas. Zichen canvas is bod also, but it can't be canvas because it's a beged. So a beged is only Tzemer or Pishtim. So that's the Gemara's pilpul. It's Amre or Pishtim. Vehiksha Ritzvo. So the Ritzvo said, this is not a poshet eteret. Hotinach l'tonet dvei Rabbi Shmuel. This is good according to Tonet dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The Sova Hochi, this is taka member of Tonet dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Kol heiche d'chsivi b'toyre b'godim, istam b'godim istam r'pisht. Avol rabbonon de pligi alei, but rabbonon achoyle ka Rabbi Shmuel. Umechayvi kol b'godim b'tzitzis, ma'ikol ameimah. The Gemara in Yevomah says, the beginning of Yevomah, says, machloikes tannoim, Rabbon and Rabbi Shmuel, if a beged of shar minim is chayiv betzitzis. The Chachomim hold, they darshan, it says, hakonof min konof. And then it says, tzemer upishtim. So the Chachomim say, gvaldika halochas and hilchas tzitzis, that tzitzis can be made of different materials, either one of the two. If the material is not tzemer upishtim, the material is silk, it's cotton, whatever the material is, so the tzitzis have to be min konof, hakonof min konof, so you can make cotton tzitzis, silk tzitzis, etc. The tzitzis has to be the same min of the beged. Then there's another drosha, tzemer upishtim, so we learn tzemer upishtim means that tzemer upishtim pater or minim. So there's two dinim by tzitzis. That tzemer pishtim pata all mine begodim, and if you're not using tzitzis of tzemer pishtim, so the tzitzis has to be min konov, the same material that the beged is made out of. Al kaponim, the chachamim hold that tzitzis which are also called begodim can be made out of cotton, silk, etc. So that's the drosh of min konov. So the Ritzvo asks, Otinach l'tonet ve'rabi Shmuel, the Sova Hochi. Avo l'rabonon de pligi olei, l'rabonon acholik an Rabbi Shmuel, u'mechayvi kol begodim betzitzis, ma'ikol ameima. So according to them, so how do you know? So maybe big dekun are different, big dekun is made out of different meaning. Big dikuna could be made out of a canvas, just like tzitzis could be made out of canvas. Ma'ikol ameima. So back to the kashe. The lek ol ameima. So now they wanted to say a teretz. The kul alma islo de tonet ve'rabi Shmuel. Rabbi Emerson, everyone holds like tonet ve'rabi Shmuel. El de gabi tzitzis tafke mechuyovim kol habgodim. The marvin in lohu medersiv akonof min konof. So now Tosis wants to say that Rosha of Tonet ve'Rabbi Shmuel, Kolecha the Siv Beged is only Tzemer Pishtim. That's a double muskim. Everyone holds this. The Machloikis, the Tonet ve'Rabbi Shmuel, the Chomim is, if by Tzitzis there's a special halacha, if Tzitzis is Noig by other meaning also, but not by Tzitzis, everyone Zicha holds all other cases, Stam Beged is Beged Tzemer Pishtim. So then we're back to this Teretz. Now, let us just skip the Raya of Tosfos, because when we get into Gemara on Shabbos, which is very complicated, and it's only just to prove a point, so let's just go a little further. Ella al Kolchoch is around 8 lines down afterwards, the beginning of the Shura. So Tosfos said, you can't say this. You can't say this that Tosfos is just going to prove that you can't hold like Tonet ve'Rabbi Shmuel and still hold that tzitzis
are chayiv b'chol minim. And the Tosfos explains why. Ela kolchoch akonof avi perushe habeged. The translation of akonof means the beged. Uche'ilu kosav habeged. Olahochi porich. Therefore, the Gemara in Yevamos that said that Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel cannot hold like Rava that Ashan's akonof min konof. Al kolchoch Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel less lay the Rava. Dim ise if Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel holds the mechayvi b'tzitzis kol begodim miyeture da hakonof. If Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel holds that by tzitzis there is a din, we learn that from Hakonof, that they're all begodim are good. In Cain, my high the comma, so then the whole limud of Tana Devarei Bishmoel is not correct. My high the comma, uporat be'echod mi'em tzemer opishtim, the Torah mentioned the one place beged. And the Torah explained, "Beged is tzemer upishtim, af kol tzemer upishtim." So wherever it says "beged," it has to be tzemer upishtim. Ad the goma min the goyim says, "Beged tzemer, beged pishtim, davet tzemer upishtim." Nigma mitzitzis tchsiv hakonof, davet kemoi ha beged. My refil b'shab godim. That is Tosfos Kasha. That means if Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel. Or there can be someone who holds like Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel. So they cannot hold that b'chol ha-Torah kula beged has to be tzemer upishtim. Because I have two cases in the Torah. One case in the Torah it says beged and it specifies tzemer upishtim. Another place it says hakonof, which is gematria beged. And there it says omine begodim. So in the third place where it says begets, he can't say the third place has to be dumya dinagoy, mechitaisi. The third place can be dumya the tzitzis, that all minim fall into the category of beget. So memele, so that's the upshlog on this teretz. That means if you hold that tzitzis, if you hold that tzitzis are chayiv b'chol aminim, so then, if you hold tzitzis achayiv b'chol aminim, then you have to hold that big day kahuna could be also kosher b'chol aminim. Because mehechi teisi to be medame big day kahuna to negoim more than to be game to tzitzis. I, Tosfos asks, Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel gufe darshans von oi habeged, that all minim are mekabel tumim from a sheretz, from a dead sheretz. I, let's also ask the same kasha. So how does Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel know that all other begodim are dumi din goyim? Let's learn out from shchotzim, which all minim are mekabel tumim. So Taisa says, v'loy domi la'oi beged, de marbinem miyature da'oi, the chsiv gavi shchotzim shar begodim. Afilu the Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel, the peregrin memadlikim. So Taisis says there's a major difference between oy habeged or min konof. The hosom gabi shrotzim punkfakel. Mashmois beged ain't elat tzemer upishtim. Beged means tzemer upishtim. Ume oy, ay it says oy, uda mabina l'shabegodim, fakel. By Shrotzim, it's mamish what Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel said. Stam beged is beged upishtim. There's a ribui avoy that afilu not beged tzemer upishtim is also makabo tum. Lochi lekele meilef mishrotzim stam begodim aksuvim betoire v'leimer dechol begodim bechlal. You can't learn out from Shrotzim because they're pakert. There's a stam begodim is tzemer upishtim. There's a ribui avoy that tells us that shaminim achayiv. V'is vir avol hocha hakonof k'moy habeged. But if we darsh in the drosh of Rova hakonof min konof, konof means beged. V'is vir alei de Rova, if we hold like Rova that they darsh in hakonof min konof. Nigma me hakonof loyim edachleicha d'chsiv begodim b'stam kol begodim b'chlam. So therefore, Tosfos says this teretz is only a good teretz according to Tonad v'Rabbi Shmuel. But according to the Chachamim who hold that Shar Begodim Achayu Betzitzis, so according to them, we have a place in the Torah that Stam Begodim includes all materials. So Memeil, according to them, Big Dekuna can also include all materials. So now we're back to the Kasha, so why don't you say that Bad comes to include Canvas? So Taisa says, in Pegsheni Dizvochim, I said a different shot. If we call Garin Shel Pishton, by Pishton, Pishton is unique, that from each seed, Oile Kono Echod Veloishne Konim Migarin Echod. Pishton is unique, you plant a garin of achite, so many shebolim come out from one garam. But by pishton, one kone will come out from one garam. Nichid lahava matzal michu veim v'kanvis, tekim leile gmore, tekam ekanim, oile migaren echot. So this is a new translation of bod. Bod does not mean it's only one stalk, but means also that only one stalk grows from one seed. So memele, so therefore bod cannot mean canvas. Tekim lula chazal, that by canvas, the more than one stalk grows from one seed. That is one mahalach to prove that sheish means pishton, because bod means pishton, oila bod, which is pishton. Ravina omar mehoch. Ravina says, I'll prove to you that the michnosayim and the Migbois were made out of Pishton, even though we don't know the translation of Sheish, we don't know the translation of Bod, because it says in Yecheskel, Pare Pishtim Yiyu Al Roisham, or Michnesei Pishtim Yiyu Al Masneim. So Yecheskel elaborated and told us that the Big Dekun are made out of linen. Omale Rav Ashi, that's very nice. But Omekami Dose Chis Yecheskel Man Omro, but before Yecheskel came, how did we know till Yecheskel that the Big Day Kohuna are made out of Pishton? L'taymeich, so yes, Tim, Oda Omar Rav Chis, the Dover Zemiteris, Moshe Rabbeinu Loi Lamadnu, Midivri Yecheskel Ben Buzi Lamadnu. The Halacha as follows, Kol Ben Necho Orolei, A person who is a ben necho nisnakru ma'isav la'oviv shebashamayim, he's an aralayt, aral boso, or a person who is not nimu lo yovei al mikdoshi, is also to enter the mikdosh. Homikami da osi yecheskel, let's also ask this kash. And before yecheskel came, man omro, yecheskel's machadish nu chedushim. Hello, Gemara Gmirilo. So, Loch Lamoishim is Sinai, but also Yecheskel, but Asmachai Akro. Ochinami, Taka, we don't have any Raya that Sheish means Pishtim. There was a Loch Lamoishim is Sinai that Sheish means Pishtim. And Ochinami, Gemara Gmirilo, but also Yecheskel, but Asmachai Akro. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Pare Pishtim, ubetayre ksives pare amigboi sheish. So we see sheish means Pishtim. Ben Neichosh nisnakru maisav la'oviv shebashamayim, shehu aralei v'chein aral boso, shemeisu ocher bachmas mila la'yovi ala migdosh. Man omrei, me'ein lomdei dover zeh, sheshini pekshayni dizvochim shakayin oru avidose psule. So Alkochoch, it's Gemara Gmirilo, v'ose Yecheskel, v'asmachei Akro. Now the Gemara will continue explaining the Beraisa. So we said, wherever it says Sheish, that means that Chuton Kofur Sheish. Whenever it says Moshezor, and that place where it says only Moshezor is by the Remainim of the Me'il, Shmoino. There, the chutan kofur shmoina. So the Gemara says, Menola, the chsiv, it says, Vayasu al shulei hameil, rimeine tcheles, vagomon, vesela shoni, moshezol. Vyalev, Moshe zo, mi poroiches. By the poroiches it also says Moshe zo. Ma lo holom, just like by the poroiches, Esrim va'arbo, by the poroiches there were four minim, and by the poroiches there were four minim, and each min was six, it says there sheish also. So each min was six, so all together there were 24 chutim. It says Moshe zo is Afkan Esrim Babo. Here we have three minim. By the Me'il, there were three minim. There wasn't Sheish. So Me'il, there were three minim. And three minim, all together, these three minim add up to 24, like the Moshe zo of the Pareches, which added up to 24. So that means each min was Kofel Shmoina. Pavakol Chad Vechad Tamni, that each min was Kofel 8. V'neile frek de gemore, let us learn out, me choishin ve'eifoy. Let's learn out from the choishin ve'eifoy. Ma lahalon esrim u'shmoina, just like the choishin and eifoy, we mentioned before the choishin ve'eifoy, there were four minim, which each one was called for shisha, plus there was a chuchel zov in each one, so each one was called for shiva. So all together was 12. Let us say that the remainim of the Me'il also have, also together, the three minim together are kafel, they'll add up to 28. When you'll twist together the three minim. Let us learn out from the choishin ve'efet. V'neilim choishin ve'efet, mal holim esrim u'shmoina. Afkan esrim u'shmoina. So the Gemara says, "Donin davar shloi nema boizot, b'davar shloi nema boizot." In the Pareches there was no zot. In the Remainim there were no zot. Lafuki choishin ve'efen shenema ben zot. So fakelt we're medame two things which are similar. The Remainim hamil are more similar to the Pareches than to the Choshen Veifer. In fact, the Gemara Adarabe, there's a greater similarity to the Choshen Veifer. Adarabe, donim beged mi beged. The Remaine Ameil are begodim. The Choshen and Veifer are begodim. Lafuki Pareches, the Oyelo. This is not a beged, this is a mechitze. So the Gemara says, you're right, if the choice will be between the Choshen and the Pareches, each one, then it's a difficult choice to make. Aladonim may Avnate. We learn out the Rimoine Hameil from the Avnate. The Avnate was 24, there were four minim in the Avnate, and that's the Donim Beged. So the Rimoine Hameil are a Beged. V'dovo shalei nema b'yizov, mi beged v'dovo shalei nema b'yizov, v'indomin dovo shein b'yizov, v'dovo shiyesh b'yizov. That is why we learn out the Rimoine Me'il from the Avnate and not from the Choshen. Let us see Rashi. Mal olon esrim v'albo, in the Pareches there were, altogether there were 24 chutim, Shrei Dalet Minim Yesh, Bavachol Minim Min Kofel Sheish, Avkan Chav Dalet, so here by the, it is also Chav Dalet, Vekan Gimel Minim Yesh, and there's three Minim, Da'avolu Kol Chad V'chad, 20, so maybe each one will be 8. Ela Ma'avnet Yesh Benami Abu Minim, Cholechad Kofel Shishach, Sheshoizron Yachad, when they're twisted together, Avolu Chav Dalet. So that is the first mahalach. We learn out the Rimoine Hameil, that there's 24 altogether from the Avnate. Rav Mori Omar Tasenu Ksiv, Ozev Eloi La'ach. It says by the Choshen, Tasenu ksiv zekrashi b'choshen, amir, tasenu, this should be 28. Lefikar ein lemeidim imenu. It's amir, tafke here, and no other place else. Rav Ashi said, a different lomdus. V'osiso ksiv. When the Pasuk speaks about the Remoinim, it says, Vosiso. We dashim from a Ksiso, Shiyu Kol Asiyois Shavois. All the Asiyois of each mean should be similar. Vehechi Navid. So Mamele, so you have here three meanim by the Remoinim. Chelis Hagomon Veselah Shoni. Vehechi Navid. So how can you make these three meanim? How can you learn out from the Choshen? Navid, Tloso, make these three meanim. Basora, Asora, that each mean should be Kofel, Asora, Avalu, Tloson. So it comes that all together will be 30. We want to learn out from the Choshen, only that all together it's 28. So if you make each mean kofel asor, it'll be 30. Navit trei de tisha will make that, let's say, the treilas nagomo, that'll be kofel tisha. So that's 18. The chad asor and the telashoni will be kofel asor. Omakrova sisa, she'll call asiyos of shavais, that all the asiyos should be shavais. So Memele, so therefore, Al Kochoch, the only way we could have the Asiye Shabbos is to learn out from to the Avneit, or to learn out from the Paroiches, so they'll come out that each one is 8, you have the Asiye Shabbos. Let us see Rashi, Vasi Soksiv Birimoinim, Shiyu Asuyais Kol Aminim Shaboy Shabbos. All the Minim should be equal, Hilkar Le'efsher, Bechof Ches, it's impossible that you should end up with 28, the Eichi Levit, you can't have the three meaning, three does not go into 28. Let us just see the first half of the Tosfos, because the second half we have to know the Gemara further. B'yalef, Moshezo, Moshezo, Miparoiches, Malo, Holon, Chof Dalet. So we learn out from the paroiche, just like there, all together, there was 24 chutim. So here, the twisted together, see, there's also 24. Ein lahakshis, adarabe, ne lefochi. Ma lo holon, chuton, kofu, shisha. Let's learn out each mean bazunda. The treilis, the chut was kofu, shisha. So the mele here, the treilis of the remainim is also kofu, shisha. Avkam kolchad shisha hare yutches v'suloy. Tak be medamit to the paroiches. But the dimyan is that each mean is shisha. The yeshloima, the Taisus is a beautiful teret, the tevis moshezo, gomar mi moshezo the hosam. It says moshezo by the remainim, it says moshezo by the paroiches, the hosam ma lo holon ashezira chavdalet. The moshezo means when everything is twisted together. Moshezo means after the complete chut, when everything is twisted together. So there the complete chut is 24 chutim. Afkan ashezire chavdalet kiosim. So there the moshezo has to be also chavdalet. That is the first teretz of Tosfos. Now let us go further. Me'il shneim oso. The oivi of the chut ha-me'il was twelve chutim twisted together. Minola, the chsiv vasisa es me'il ha'efoid klil techeles. The yalef techeles, techeles mi paroiches. We'll learn how techeles, techeles from the paroiches. Just like the paroiches, the techeles of the paroiches was 6. So memele, he says klil techeles. So be 12. Malol and shishav kan shisha. So Rashi says klil gdil. Begdil poches mishnayim. So memele with treilis is 6 and klilis gdil, so be 12. Frek the gemore, why do you learn out the treilis of the me'il from the treilis of the paroiches? The neilef, let us learn out the treilis of the me'il from the treilis mishulov, from the remainim. And the treilis of the remainim was 8. That we said before. The nail of Mishulov Reminov, Mala Holon Shmoina, just over there the trailers of the Remainim were 8. Afkan Shmoina, so it should come out, it should be 16, Klil Tchailas.
So the Gemara says, Donim Kli Mikli. The Meil is a Kli, a Beget. The Mikli, the Peroiches, is also a Keli. It's a Mechitze, but it's a Dover Sholem. Vein Donim Kli Mitachshet Kli. The Remoinim is not an entity b'fnei atzme, it's a Tofel to a Keli. It enhances the Keli. So Memele, so it's Mestava to be Medame, the Tcheles, of the Me'il to the Tcheles of the Peroiches. In fact, the Gemara, Adarabe, the Zafakerta Svara, Donim Gufay Mi Gufay, some of the Svara that one should learn out from itself. The Remainim is a Chelik of the Me'il. Vein Donim Gufay Mi Alma, so it's better to learn out from the Alochis, which are in itself from the Remainim, than to learn out from the Peroiches. So Gemara says, you're right. Hainu domrino l'shar begodim shloi nema bohem sheish. That the other begodim, but it doesn't say sheish, which is the me'il, so we get an extra sheish in the previous parsha. So that's megala, that the chuti atcheles also have to be kofo sheish. Zook the Gemara weiter. Poroiches, the chut of the Peroiches was Esrim v'arbo. How do you get Esrim v'arbo? Dalet, yeh dalet minim, the shita shita. There it says sheish. So memela, it says sheish in sheish agomon. So memela, so arbo, the Esrim v'arbo, dalet, the shita shita, that we have four minim, and each min is sheish. Loidina v'loidaina. Here we don't have any problem whatsoever, because by the Peroiches it says sheish in that parsha itself, so we know that all the meaning of this parsha are kofo sheish, so we know that it is 24. Let us see Rashi, arbo deshita shita, arbo minim shal sheish sheish, donem avoy sheish, because there in the parsha gufa says sheish, v'omar ma'a dvorim shenema b'hem sheish, if it says in the parsha sheish, Chuton kofo shisha. So mamela, so there tzicha sheish, there is no problem. Choshen ve'eifoid esrim u'shmoina. So now the Gemara says, the choshen ve'eifoid are, it's 28. Minola. So the Gemara says, vasisa choshen mishpat maase, choshen v'kemaase, eifoid tasenu, zov, tcheles, v'agomon, v'sela shoni, v'sheish, moshe zov. So the Gemara says, Arbo, we have four minim, the shita shita. So that's Esrim v'arbo. So we have now, with the these four minim, we have already 24. Zov, Arbo. Now we have four chutim of Zov. Esrim etmanya. So we have altogether 28. Frek the Gemara ve'eim zov nami shisha. Maybe the chut, just like all the other minim, are shisha. So maybe the chut zov are also shisha. So memelas, so you don't have 28, you have 30. Omar av acher ba Yaakov omar kro bekitzeitz psilim. Psilim arei kandale. Psilim means one chut. Psilim means two chutim. Bekitzetz means split the psilim. So if you split two chutim, you end up with four chutim. So memela, so we see we have four chutim. Then each, so we put one chut of zov in each of the dalad minim. Rav Ashi Omar Kro, a different rayim. The pasuk says, Lasois besoich atcheles, ubesoich hagoma. That you have to put into the Tcheles, into the Gomon, into the Lashoni, into the Sheish. Heichi Navid. Now, you're asking, there should be six Chutim of Zov. Just like all the other Minim are six, there should also be six. But the Pasuk says we have to put the Chutei HaZov in the Dalet Minim. Heichi Navid. Navid Arbo de Trei Trei will put in the four minim, two chutim of zov, and each min, havalutmanya, so come out, it's eight chutim. Yes, the kash, it should be similar to the other minim, there'll be six. So how are we going to make in all four minim that there should be chutei zov, and it should end up to six. If we'll put two chutim in each mean, so it'll be this eight chutim of zov. Navit trei, the trei trei. We'll make as follows. In two of the meanim, we'll go and put two chutim of zov. So mele we have four. Utrei, in the other two meanim, we're going to put the chad chad, we'll put one chut of zov, so we'll end up with six. Abbasisa, she called us Yosav Shavois. Learn from Asisa that all that, that they have to be similar. You can't make in two minim two chutezov and two minim one chutzov. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rabashi Yomahine, the time of the zov vov. Lo yevsha. You can't make zov vov. The kosav bay lasa is oisei besoicha trailis. Besoicha goma, mashmish ye'arev mimenu in kol min umin. Ne'evet arbo aminu de trei trei chutin shal zov, abon utmanyo shal zov, then it'll come out that there's eight of zov. Let us just see the top tosfos. Navid arbo de trei trei, abon utmanyo. Bimtoima, eino chanami, navid zov tmanyo. Let it be eight. Min nolon arbo vesuloi, who told us it has to be four? Maybe it's eitak. Yeshloimal psilim ksiv miyat psilim shnayim chnitzas kol echad avalu dalet. It means that sicha, the minimum amount of chutei zov is four. The amrit manya, if you're going to say that is eight, im kein ein ledovo soif. Why eight? Eimakuf. That means the pasuk said the minimum amount. But you said, who says it has to be the minimum? We could add some more. No, you can add more. It doesn't have to be eight. It can be kuf. Ve'me'ela. But faster merube loyta faster. So you have no right to if I know a minimum amount and the maximum amount is there's no limit. So limitless. That's right. So you hop on the limited amount, the minimum amount. V'hod porich ve'eim azov nami vov. Either was your cheshben avov. That wasn't a limitless cheshbon. That was because all the minim are six, it'd also be six. When the Gemara said you should learn out chavches, that you should learn out the remoinim, the chavches from the choshen, there it's not limitless. There we have two places. It says Moshezo, it says by the Proiches, it says by the Choshen. Even the Dover she has like Kitzve, like Shaych Lameima, Tfasta Meruba Leite Fasta. Ba'ad Rabbe, yesh Litzpais HaMeruba, yesh Bechlal Mosayim on it. Avo Gav, the Perkama, the Rosh Hashanah, Omar, the makish chaga shvuis lachaga matzis. Mal hol yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. There the Gemara said that it's a hekish with the regalim ahuk shel adodi. So we learn out chaga shvuis from chaga matzis. That what? That just like chaga matzis has adin tashlumim to bring the chagiga kol shiva, so shvuis also has adin tashlumim kol shiva. In fact, the Gemara v'lakish lachaga sukis. What is makish shvuis to chaga sukis? Mal hol on ches. Meshani tfaste merube loite faste. So Bill says, no, you don't know if it's 7 days or 8 days, 7 days. Bahosam name yeshla dova kitzve. Yeshloime dahosam koma lechumre. There the Gemara means, you don't know, does he have 7 days to be mashlum, or does he have an extra day? So you can't build kulis by saying, let's learn out from over there. You can't, you have no right to build a kula if there's no echoche that's the limud. That's ayin yesh loy tashlum imimonim shechav v'tzvei loy, dilma micha gamatzah shofinim. Perikama de kdushin gabi hanoke, nami koma, there the shayl is, if the amount of the noke should be 30 sloim or 50 sloim. So the Gemara says, tefasta meruba loy tefasta, afal gav demonav shech yesh ledova kitzve, it's either 30 or 50, yesh loy mosam nami koma de tefasta meruba loy tefasta, that you don't, that misveike loy mafkinan mamayna min ha'odem. Misofik, you can't be mechayv the other.
can't, over here you should try to get more.